She wags a finger at you.
My turn.
She leans in, and now her grin is almost a leer. Is Eridan in any other quadrant right now? You manage to keep your face straight. I do not believe so. But I can put in a good word for you if you like. The goddess rolls her eyes. Get with the program, Lalande. That's not what I asked. I'm trying to get all the dirt on Eridan, all of it. And I'm sure that is the only reason why you were asking. You just can't help it. Your ear for passive-aggressive deadpan is only sharpened while living with a god as sensitive to truth and lies as Eridan, and the thief is such a rich target. Pitch with Eridan's got an old kid, and you won't catch me red with him again. Ugh. All the better not to have competition. The thought pops unbidden into your head as your heartbeat quickens, and you feel the heat rising in your cheeks. Then you finish processing what you just heard, and you stutter embarrassingly on your reply. Again? Vriska gestures flippantly. Yeah, we dated for a while near the beginning. He'd finally gotten over himself, actually was likable for a change, and not so stuffy as he is now. I think he actually apologized to me. Nobody could believe it. It was so utterly pitiable. Last time I showed that guy a soft spot, though, he was way too clingy. Like a remora. She sticks her tongue out in disgust. Oh, you say, looking off to the side. He's never struck me as clingy. The thief snorts. That's because these days he values objects more than people, mortal or otherwise. You frown. No, he's not like that at all. I can't imagine you really know him all that well if you think that about him. Kid, I've known him since before the sun started shining. At the look on your face, she continues. What, did you think he cared? Like he was a stand-in for your Lucis father? Don't be preposterous, you snap. Our relationship is that of a mentor and a student. It's completely professional. Damn, you aren't keeping your composure near calm enough. I don't have to be a living lie detector to call bullshit on that one, Lalande. The thief leans forward, eyes glittering. So did I get it? He's a father figure to you, nothing to be ashamed of. He keeps you so close. No, he's not. Lie. Yes, fine, that's right. He's like the father I never had.
He keeps you so close, she said. You are blushing pink as a peach.
No way. The thief looks delighted. You're flushed for him. Holy shit.
For a precious few seconds, you are able to distract yourself by wondering which god's shit could be considered holy.
I'm right. I'm definitely right. The look on your face.
So much for distraction. You abandon the attempt at deception, press your face against your notebook, and take a deep breath. You let it out and, with great effort, lift your head and look directly into the thief's cerulean eyes.
Yes, Lady Luck, you are quite astute. I'm afraid that I am afflicted with the greatest misfortune to be infatuated with my mentor.
The thief giggles.
Oh, you poor kid. Poor kid. You're not even of age, are you? When do humans mature fully? 2025? I fail to see how any of this is relevant.
You snap. Oh, Lalande, everything is relevant. The thief smiles condescendingly.
You need some advice. Stay away from Eridan's quadrants. No good comes out of his romances. Ever.
You pull your knees up and wrap your arms around them, forming a body language shield against the goddess and her blue words.
It's my turn to ask, Vriska. You know, on the other hand, you could go tell him your feelings. That would be so hilarious.
You pick up your pad of paper and, face still crimson, attempt to re-inject some sense of order into the interview.
You made reference to an empire. Can you describe this empire in a bit more detail? You want to play it off? All right, sure, but we're not done here, Lalande.